John Lawton, who had never basically worked out, I believe, left and was replaced by ex-Lone Star vocalist John Sloman. Mm-hmm. Now, John gave the band something slightly different, didn't he? I mean, he was very much a frontman's frontman, if you like. He was good-looking, hair, you know, appealed to the little girls, I would imagine, tremendously. I mean, how did that change the band?
Much for the worse, in my honest opinion. I mean, I'll tell you like it is, I thought that was a tragic error. Yeah. I was strenuously opposed, and this is nothing against John, because he's a very talented guy, but in terms of being appropriate for Uriah Heep, he was 180 degrees off base as far as I was concerned. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. This is episode number 13 about their 13th album, Lucky 13, from Uriah Heep, called Conquest. Came out in 1980. So they have replaced John Lawton because his wife was always with them on tour. That's what I read. They recruited the singer from Lone Star. So Lone Star, he was the singer on their second album. Lone Star was the band that guitar player Paul Chapman had, and then he went on to replace Michael Schenker in UFO. So the guy's name is John Sloman. So they brought John Sloman into the band, but almost right after that, Lee Kerslake, the drummer, left the band. I guess he wasn't getting along with manager Jerry Braun. That meant that several tracks for this album had to be re-recorded with new drummer Chris Slade. He was in Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Chris Slade is the guy with the shaved head that was AC/DC's drummer. So he's in like the Razor's Edge videos, like Thunderstruck, Money Talks, that stuff. That's Chris Slade. So Conquest came out in February 1980, was not released in the US. The band went on a 10th anniversary tour for this album with the heavy metal band Girls School opening. Ken Hensley was very unhappy, especially with singer Sloman. Quote, "The band had chosen John, and I had opposed that decision. He was a good musician, and he looked great, but I thought he had little going for him vocally. The way that he interpreted songs was totally different to the way I had written them. I could understand wanting to move on, but this was like the difference between Black Sabbath and Gino Vanelli." "We weren't addressing our basic problems, in that we weren't re-establishing our musical direction, and John definitely wasn't helping us do that." I have to say, I agree with Ken, as we are going to find out when we start listening to this album, that John Sloman on this album sucks. But he survives and Ken Hensley does not. because they keep arguing over the songwriting credits and whose songs get recorded and who gets credit, and it's about the money. And finally, in September of 1980, there's a band meeting and Hensley quits, and he is replaced by keyboardist Greg Deschert, who had previously worked with singer John Sloman in a band called Pulsar, and he just joined the band for the tour, the 10th anniversary tour, and singer John Sloman would leave the band after that tour. Now, let's hear what Ken Hensley was talking about with John Sloman taking them in a Gino Vannelli direction and misinterpreting the songs. This album kicks off with a song called No Return. What the fuck is this, Supertramp? 6 minutes of this shit? I hate the way John Sloman sings this song. This might be the worst Uriah Heep song I have heard. Second song, Imagination. I spoke too soon. This is the worst song I've heard. Holy shit. This is insanely bad. The vocals are atrocious. Slow funk. Crappy sounding guitar on the bridge. There is melody in the chorus, but it cannot make up for the horrible, horrible verse. Third song on the album, Feelings, written by Ken Hensley. Alright, this one is rocking with nice harmonies. I actually like this one a lot, although I wish the guitar was heavier. I still do not like how John Sloman sings, but it is tolerable on this song, which is a good pop rock song.
Baby!
The last song on side one is called Fools. Written by bassist Trevor Boulder, extremely bland organ ballad. 5 minutes long.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Let's flip the record over. Side 2 kicks off with a song by Ken Hensley called Carry On. The vocals are shit. This is an upbeat poppy song, but I hate the way he sings. He actually does ad-libs. John Sloman ruins the song, plus the chorus is a dud.
What can I do? What can I say? Do I have to stand and watch you?
second song on side two won't have to wait too long. Horrible, funky kind of song with awful, awful vocals. Up next, a song called Out on the Street. Oh, another of those droning 6-minute ballads with some bullshit funky breakdown. The album ends with a song called It Ain't Easy. It ain't easy to listen to this album. Songs written by Trevor Boulder, almost 6 minutes long. Another ballad, shitty production, annoying vocals. This is not a good album, except for Feelings. Feelings is a diamond in the rough, but the rest of it is really rough. Alright. Let's hope for the best with the next episode. What the hell kind of a name is this? Abominog?
Sunny as you now you've tasted. Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.